Wonderful.
What are we up to? Rock song of the year. For the Young, Morningside Drive. Goldmine, Dead Vinyl. That's a great album. That Dead Vinyl album's real good too. Houndstooth Coat, Shadows of Jets. Last Call for Milkshakes, Oil Boom. Making Me Nervous, Vodeo. Sea Serpent, Mean Motor Scooter. Atonia, Panic Volcanic. And Wi-Fi Pets, Henry the Archer.
Not to show any bias or anything, but Sea Serpent by Mean Motor Scooter.
I really like that Henry the Archer song.
I think that's one of the most addictive opening bass lines.
Exactly.
Locally, yeah. Ever.
Just, yeah. The whole song is so, like, it's such a it's like the calamari of local music.
Going in the background.
Yep.
You just want to have that before the steak.
It's so great.
In the music video, I've said this several times, but I love the song and it put me in such a good mood, and then you go watch the music video and you're just kind of like left on a downer.
Aww.
Like, I didn't realize it was so dark of a song.
Yeah.
I'm all happy and smiling to this dark ass song.
That's the genius of the song.
It is genius.
His new music video made me really happy.
Yeah.
You know that that Santa Fe?
Yes.
I guess New Mexico.
It gets a lot of New Mexico. Yeah, sorry.
New Mexico.
It gets a lot of play on KXT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why Wi-Fi Pets didn't get.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Personally, it's so catchy. I like Wi-Fi better.
From a radio standpoint, it's just catchy. I'm not saying one song's better than the other, but Wi-Fi Pets was just unbelievably catchy.
I'd like to ask Richard to open his set with Wi-Fi and close the set with Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
If you email us at funktownpodcast@gmail.com, we'll relay the information to you.
He usually closes, though, with New Suit, which is... Sure. Pretty dang good.
I like that one.
I like that one too.
EP of the year, 14 Minutes by Bulls.
Brilliant.
Flashback.
Juma
Spears.
Is that 2 years old? Or
no, just one.
Going Up to Space, Shadow of Jets. Isle of Man, The Kush.
That was a good one.
Loose Morals and Vintage Florals by Jesse Gage. That's probably Joe's vote. He loves that EP.
He just liked Jesse's butt.
I think that's what it is.
Aww.
Strike a Match by Big Heaven. Winter EP by Rex. Years Later, Washed Up Rookie.
Down Underrate, Washed Up Rookie.
I love Washed Up Rookie.
I've been hearing a lot about them lately.
Recorded Frequencies Volume 9, Washed Up Rookie.
Did they bring in their monkey?
No.
Dang.
They're cool guys.
They have a sock monkey.
I saw them
that plays
for
with
the
them
first time at Mass, and it blew me away.
Yeah.
At first I was like, who is this band?
Yeah.
But then I was like, holy cow, who is this band?
Yeah, they were so much fun.
There was a lot of talk about them on the show you did at the Eagle Audio, Washed Up Rookie, and I had to go look them up, and I was impressed.
Yeah, right?
I was like, that's a cool band.
Dang good.
But Bulls.
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 About Bulls.
I'm getting low
it's
battery.
A good album.
Speed this up.
And my vote's probably for...
There's like two more categories.
The Bulls are wrecked.
I'm just being a brat at this point.
Album of the year, Andy Pickett, which is really good. Blue Eyed Devil, Crumb. I haven't heard his new album.
It actually came out last year, but it was after the deadline for this.
Okay.
But
I'm going to listen to it, because I liked the album that I heard that was out the year before.
So good, yeah.
Urchild Imperious. Football Night in America, Calhoun.
Genius name.
Is their genius name.
And it's their retirement album, apparently.
Oh, is it?
Apparently they're hanging it up.
Really?
Yep.
Frosty, it's Dustin's. Knowledge is Power, Juma Spears.
It's a good one.
Loaded, LOWDED. The Spiral Sound. My 3 cents, Complete. Paper Knife, Cameron Smith, Sarduta. Radio Is On, Chillamundo. Solo, Joe Savage. And The Native, Vandaliers.
I'm split.
Andy Pickett's will probably win because there's a big butt
Andy
on
Pickett's
the cover
huge.
Of the album.
Oh,
I mean, just a nice
It's a really
butt.
Good butt, too.
It's a nice ass.
Fun fact, that's actually my butt.
Wow.
I wanted to squeeze it so
I was
much.
Such a cute
joking. I was just joking. I'm not even.
And it's
I don't
genius
know
marketing.
Well.
Like when you walk through a record store. I was in Denton last week, and went into Mad Records, and the first thing I saw was Andy Pickett's album because there was a giant butt hanging on the wall.
Really good butt.
Yeah, really nice.
Andy knows.
Whose butt is that?
It's genius.
I asked him. So it was somebody. It was at some show in Austin that he did, and just some random woman. Put the sticker on her butt, or her boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever put the sticker on her butt, and Andy said, hey, let me take a picture of that, and that's it.
Nice.
No intention of it being on the album cover.
Wow.
It's just going to be a funny Instagram post. And
does
then,
she know?
I don't know.
She
I don't know.
Should. We should find her and tell her.
We should make that butt famous.
Andy Pickett will make that butt famous.
We should make the face behind the butt famous.
I think. Yes. I think
the face behind the butt.
Yeah.
I think Andy Pickett's second album should have Jesse Gage's butt with his sticker on it.
That would be so rad.
I think.
I love that
the
idea.
The Fort Worth Weekly should do a behind the music of the Andy Pickett album cover.
Behind the butt.
Behind the butt.
Behind the behind.
Yes.
God, I'd be into that.
I'm going to say that Earthchild Imperius is going to take this category.
I'm with
Why
you.
Would you say that, Earthchild. Susie? Why?
Because it's such a great album. It's fantastic.
Paper Knife is really good.
Frosty.
Frosty.
Frosty seems to be the one.
And Solo and Radio is On.
Yeah, Solo is
good.
Gosh
dang.
Yeah, Radio is On. They're all so dang good.
Yeah, it's hard to pick when you have all your friends making great music. You're like, I'm so happy I live in a really talented area.
Well,
yeah.
How about a rock album of the year?
Oh, we already know who's going to win.
You know, this year was very weird because of when I was filling out the nomination ballot, I was kind of like, man, I don't know what to put in here. It felt like an empty year. And then looking at this album of the year category right here, it's loaded.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have to keep in mind that, you know, the cutoff is, the end of May. So it might still be some stuff from 2017.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we start our year in music.
Yeah. June to May.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, had I not been the editor of a music section, I'm not sure I would have remembered a lot of the stuff. That was one of the first things I did is I went back and looked at all the stories and I looked at my notes because I keep a file on my computer. I mean, not everybody on the nomination committee has to do this, but I just keep a file, a folder, just a Word document, and I just type in, you know, as I go. So I had hundreds of albums. And a lot of really good albums didn't get, you know, like Rachel Galay is nowhere on this. She didn't put out an album, but some of my favorites didn't make the cuts. Some of the people that I put on my ballot didn't mm-hmm. make it. But it just goes to show you the strength of the music scene.
Yeah,
totally.
Next year, Rachel. Next year, it's all
please,
yours.
Please, Rachel.
I know no Unchain either, but like I said, yeah, but they haven't done anything new. But I guess there are people on here that hasn't done anything new, but are still in the mind.
Yeah, there's people. There's a few albums that just came out that just missed the cut. Manana Cowboys
right.
new album, like just missed the cut by like a
so
week.
So next year. They'll be in there for sure.
And like a buddy of mine is in the Poor Brothers, and then I haven't heard the album yet, but I know that they're great musicians. But he's finished with the album, but it's like, sorry, it's got to be out.
Well, Zero is a Number was right on the line.
Yeah, last year.
They're in the rock album category this year.
And it made it this year, and I'm glad that was top of mind for people in the nominating committee to go, oh yeah, we need to put Henry the Archer in there because it's a year old.
He got a lot of love on the ballots, by the way. I mean, there are certain bands that you knew weren't going to be left off,
mm-hmm.
and he was one of them. Like,
oh, nice.
You know, Mean Motor Scooter was another. I mean, there's just like there were certain bands that just everybody nominated.
I think that's awesome.
That's two of them.
So, yep. Rock of the Year, Goldmine by Dead Vinyl. That's probably one that got a lot of love. Mean Motor Scooter, Hindu Flying Machine, Siberian Traps, Indicator, The Day Break Hits, In Lieu of Flowers. Panic Volcanic, Speak Your Evil, Oil Boom, is it Terribility?
Terribility, yeah.
And then Henry the Archer, Zero is a Number. You could just go out and get, honestly, I haven't heard The Daybreak Hits. But other than that, I know for sure you can get all these albums and just, every single one of these are really, really good.
Really good.
Daybreak Hits is one that was released the week before the cutoff date.
Okay.
Oh.
So
and they're a new band, aren't they?
Or they've been playing out for a while. They just didn't have the album. So
they're not in the new artist section.
They are.
Oh, they are? Oh, I can't read.
That's all
right. It happens sometimes.
Yeah, they've played a bunch of shows. Not a bunch, but you know, a handful of shows, mm-hmm. and this is their album.
I know my wife is going to vote for Henry the Archer. So I'll probably vote for Me Motor Scooter.
Yeah, you need to nullify her vote.
Which, because I can't vote for Bing. Both.
Don't sleep on Siberian Traps. Those guys are touring.
It's a good record.
That's yeah. a really good record.
They're starting to make moves.
That Oil Boom record's really good, too.
It is good.
They're all good. The Gold Mine's fantastic.
I refuse to vote for a band that broke up.
Yeah.
See, I wonder if they'll get a lot of love because they broke up. It'd be like the last
Maybe.
Chance.
Fun fact, I was on stage for their last show.
That's right, you were. That's yes. right.
got up in a death costume and I told them that they're not allowed to play another song, and they defied me, so I killed them.
Oh, wow.
Nobody knows that.
At Friday on the
now,
Green.
Now we all do.
Now we all know.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So we ready for the last one?
That's a children-friendly event. You killed a band in front of a bunch of kids.
I was smoking cigarettes and
drinking booze.
There was kids taking pictures with me.
He was giving my daughter his flask.
Yeah.
Dude.
I was getting her drunk?
Yeah. Children and
a
alcohol.
Minor.
Yeah. Well, it's because death knows no mercy.
Boundaries.
Yep. TABC, we're just kidding about giving minors drinks at Friday on the Green.
But Zach did.
So the only band that I haven't seen on here that I really want to see on here and is the Big Red Ants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love those guys, and they never make it. And it's like, I want them, you know, I always nominate them, but I know that it takes two or three or four, and I just don't know how much people really know.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're doing more and more. They're coming out with a new record. I think one of the guys was just on the interview with Ansley on The Pirate. So they're making their way. They're still young. I mean, they're
very young. Yeah,
they're working their way to the top. I like them. I'm always rooting for them. And it's like, one year they're going to be on here.
We did an album review of them. Their first album came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good review.
It's a good album.
I love wearing their T-shirt.
I'm looking forward to their newest one, which I think is coming out real soon.
Yeah, we got a promo copy.
Yeah.
Hey Jeff, why don't you spit out this last category here?
Why are you rushing me? I want to talk about the Big Red Ants.
Has everybody else been rushing you? I figured it was my turn.
Okay. Artist of the Year: Dead Vinyl, Frosty,
yes.
Henry the Archer,
yes.
Me Motor Scooter,
yes.
Panic Volcanic, yes. Andy Pickett,
yep.
Joe Savage, Shadow of Jets, Cameron Smith, Sir Duda, Vodeo, and War Party.
I can't plead the fifth. I mean, this is tough.
I don't think Frosty will win, but
I have a
she your dark horse.
I have a word on this.
Yeah.
I think Rebecca should have been nominated for Artist of the Year because she is the Artist of the Year. She's in Mean Motor Scooter. She's playing organ. She animated a full music video for the Henderson. She's doing I Happy
You realize
Ann
this
music
is a
video.
Full band, not an
it's
individual
artist.
Person.
Joe Savage.
Artist.
And by Artist of the
One
Year, it's
single
a full
artist.
Band.
There's several full bands on
that's
there,
not
but
how
that's
this
not
works
specified
in the music
in the
world,
rules.
Dipshit.
Artist of the Year, Rebecca
no need
Elizabeth.
To call him names.
She's already a winner.
Yeah,
I voted
no,
for
there's
her,
not.
And that's the only vote
he's
that
an
matters.
Idiot.
No, he's not.
He's an idiot.
You're a
I won't take you
I'm
down.
I'm
going
to punch him in the balls right now. Hey, you Ouch. Need to go find a fucking mirror and rehearse your onstage time.
I do that in my personal time. I'm on the podcast right now where I'm writing
Speaking
Rebecca Elizabeth in.
You know what? Why am I sticking up for Eric? Defend yourself.
No.
This is
because
more fun.
He totally knows I'm right. She animated a full music video. She did two other music videos,
then
which
we'd
you
also,
had a part in.
Then we'd also have to include Matt Mabe, who's in 16 bands. Chris Luther, who's in
who
900
would win?
Bands.
Who would win?
We'd have to include Denver Williams, who's in a few bands. And
Rebecca's also a cartoonist, which makes her an actual artist. She's a visual
Musicians
artist.
Musicians are artists.
Like Ray.
Yeah.
Ray from the Me Thinks is doing
Ray
art.
Ray from the Me Thinks
well,
is an art, but Rebecca's better.
You write her in.
Dang, dude.
You just signed your death warrant, sir.
Wow.
I ain't scared of Ray.
I just want y'all to know that I voted for Henry the Archer.
It's not
in this
him
category.
You need to worry about.
Ray knows where you live. He's been into your house.
Yes, he has.
And it's not him you need to worry about.
You worry about
who?
Trash Pockets.
No, there's a whole gang over there in the Riverside area.
Rebecca
you need to
will
watch
defend
out
me, and she'll kick
she'll
everybody's
butt. She'll shank someone.
The problem between
She's
both
cool.
y'all is Rebecca's humble and will be like, okay.
I'm her mouth. It's always been that way. I'm the she's got the art, I've got the mouth.
So
I think there's a place for write-ins.
So it should be a list of bands and then just suddenly Rebecca Elizabeth.
Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. It says Artist of the Year. It doesn't specify band. There's a band category.
All right, we're not gonna argue about this.
You're taking it as an artist that actually draws and paints.
No, I mean,
one more time.
She does multimedia art. She does drawings.
No, he's saying,
she does animation.
He's saying that
music.
Everybody is an artist. Everybody on this list is an artist. It's just that she's the Artist of the Year because she does so much.
And she's done
and
it all
she's
this
done
last
so
year.
Much this year.
Mm-hmm. But if you opened it up that big to open everybody, she would lose.
No, she would super win.
Okay.
Super win.
There's a lot of other people that would vote other directions. That's you're
Why
opening
you
up
argue
a
with this?
You're opening up something you don't want to open.
You have kids and a wife. Don't you ever just say, yeah. Because you know it
just
doesn't
stop
mean
the fight.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. You can just say, it doesn't mean anything.
No,
it's going to happen.
No, he doesn't.
You just got to be like.
Anyways,
I pimp slapped him like I'm about to do him. You're about to get my backhand.
It's like, Daddy, motor scooter.
Maybe one day we can go do this crazy thing that we'll never go and do. I'm like, yeah, sure, maybe. No, that don't ever happen.
I've never done this on your show. Silence!
Oh, gosh.
Dang.
The festival.
Yeah, the festival. So June 24th, Sunday, we are spread out between 8 venues in the near south side. I'm going to try to remember them all. Okay. So Mass, Shipping and Receiving, Twilight Lounge, Off the Record, The Fairmount, The Chat Room, Boiled Owl, and Shaw's Patio and Grill.
Nice.
And so, it's 40 bands. It's starting at, the sets start at 5, it all goes to 10. Usually there's after parties and stuff too. So
mm-hmm. You get 40 bands in 5 hours?
40 bands in 5 hours. We'll have shuttles like we did last year, except we're going to double or triple the number of shuttles because, that's the whole festival will be on the south side this year. And it's just going to be in one day, whereas in the past couple of years it's been in two. All totally free. I think there's going to be free Topo Chico again for everybody.
Oh, that was fun last year.
Yeah, and let's see what else. July 8th is the actual awards show. That'll be at the Ridgely again.
Okay, cool.
We got some big things planned for that. Hall of Famers, you mentioned you want to talk about Hall of Famers.
Yeah, let's see who the Hall of Famers are.
So we right now we're still discussing it, but I know like Bertha Coolidge is in. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Bertha Coolidge, but just an incredible jazz, like, I don't know what you call them. They were the jazz band that played Lola. Like, they played Lolas, and they played, like, the Grotto, and they played, like, cool rock clubs. But they were amazing, and they were huge in, like, the late 90s, early aughts. Mm-hmm. And then their bass player went to play for, like, George Strait or something, and their drummer went to play for somebody equally big in a name.
All right.
Wow.
And so they broke up. And then Joey Carter, who plays vibraphones. Do you remember the old Black Dog jazz scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey Carter was the vibraphone player. And he's now, like, I don't think he's head of music, but he's a high up at TCU. Really talented bunch of badasses. So they're in. We're putting in War Beast. Bruce Corbett, as you may or may not know, has stage 4 esophageal cancer, but we're gonna try to get them out to play a little bit.
Oh, cool.
So then after that, it's kind of up in the air. So what we've been trying to do recently is trying to have the Hall of Famers actually play. And so there are a couple of bands that we haven't heard back from yet that will be in eventually. We just don't know if it's going to be this year, next year, or the year after. But we're trying to get them to play. Sub Oslo was one. We're still waiting to hear from them. Leon Rausch, who is the singer of the Texas Playboys.
Okay.
We're trying to get them. And he's like 92 going on 38. Like, he's
right
great.
Right on.
He's all about it. We just want to see if we can get the set together. I think he'll go in either way. And then Calhoun was another one. So they've officially hung up the amps.
Hung up the old Spurs.
Yeah, we're trying to get them together for one last 15-minute set. So
that'd be rad.
Kirk Franklin was another that I don't know if you guys are familiar with Kirk Franklin, but Kirk Franklin is easily more popular than Leon Bridges.
Oh, wow.
He's just in the gospel Christian.
I was going to say, isn't he a Christian singer?
Cool. Yeah, he is. Cool. So he couldn't swing it this year, so we'll try to get him in next year. He's already turned us down, or the year after, but he's interested in doing it. So that's not necessarily the deciding factor. We just think it would be cool for the people in attendance to see, like, why these guys are in the Hall of Fame. Because I know a lot of guys who have been paying... Like the last 10 years may not have ever heard of Bertha Coolidge or Sub Oslo or some of those bands. And they just ruled the roost back in the Rec Room days and, 10, 20 years ago.
Right.
Very cool.
So, we're still working on it. We should announce it formally. I think we're going to announce it formally in the paper week after next.
Sweet.
Like what all bands awesome. Are playing when.
I'll be looking for it.
Yeah. So, and last year we had, we opened the awards with Vaden Lewis. And this year we have something pretty special planned.
Cool.
Awesome.
That's cool. With Calhoun hanging it up, I'm never going to get to see my building that I wanted to have. I wanted to have streets around my house building, and I wanted to have Henderson's Morningside Drive. Oh, yeah.
That would have been awesome.
So, and be sure you can get Frequencies Volume 9 online. I think it's already up on Bandcamp.
Is it already, like, now?
I think so.
Is it a $5 donation again?
It's a $5 donation. All the money goes to United Way of Tarrant County. And we'll be selling them on the day of the 24th. It's a free festival, so I don't know. Maybe you want to
pay $5 for a CD,
$5, all of which goes to charity.
Sweet.
And
if you're like me and you can't have a CD player in your car, get it online.
Oh, I'm
download
sorry.
It to your phone.
I stand corrected. It's not a CD. It's a sound card.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So, perfect. Sorry, I just got used to it being a CD, so I said that. But yeah, it's actually a sound card. It's not a CD.
Awesome.
I've already put it up on BitTorrent, so it's ready to go.
Thank you.
It's seated by like 30 people. Ready to go.
Thank you. So, yeah, it was a very cool album. Abraham Alexander, Peter Moore, in addition to the three that you're playing today, which were Convoy and the Cattlemen, Juma Spears, and Royal Sons.
Big Heavens on it.
Yeah, Big Heavens on it.
Sir Duda.
Very cool.
Abraham Alexander.
We talked about Washed Up Rookie.
You had the guy,
Danny and Chris. Yeah, they were great. I mean, very polished, Danny Jamal and Chris.
And Rex.
Rex, yeah. Joe, J-O-E. So, yeah, there's a lot of good bands. And the way we did that this year was I just threw it out to a committee of people. Just our writers, just Steve Stewart, Patrick Higgins, Anthony Mariani, and me, and we all just thought, who deserved it?
Very cool.
So
it's an awesome lineup. I love it.
Cool, thank you. So we hope you buy that. We hope to see you June 24th for 40 bands for free and free transportation. Tipping is encouraged.
That was super fun last year, taking that shuttle. We took the shuttle.
Yeah, we did a podcast on the shuttle.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
It was really fun. Yeah.
So so we'll be out there for sure on the 24th and the 8th.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back in town.
Definitely.
So. Thank you, Eric, for coming by.
Hey, thanks
coming
for having me.
Coming out
of
the temple, man. It's fun.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, so our last track is Convoy and the Cattlemen.
Here you go. Tearing it up. Anything else, Jeff?
No. Just check out our friends.
Email?
You know where to find them. We haven't said it.
Hey, enough. Listen to JJTM.
Listen to the Funky Town podcast, which you're doing right now.
And listen to Pirate Picks with Susie. I'm up for a Fort Worthy Award.
Check out Jeffrey Worm on YouTube.
Two Fort Worthy Awards.
If you can get the signal.
Check out our YouTube
channel. It'd be nice.
Bug Intoxicated Gamer until they start making episodes again.
That's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Dang.
Spoil your dreams. All right. Let's get out of here.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Sick to shine and all those ships to dive. Well, we wanted a place where the music's good, a little hole in the wall on the side, made a wound. We spotted a joint called Showdown Saloon. Well, the parking lot only had one call, so we walked right in and went straight to the bar. We looked at the hand to see who was keeping tab. If I showed to this bar, look at the man that said Lone Star, and around the quarters the jukebox machine. Well, we ain't got no jukebox here, sure hell no Lone Star beer. I play the music through a phone on my head. We got the latest new metal pop songs, old classics, you know, like Down at the Pond. That's cool, man. Close your eyes. Well, this is to be in Texas. This ain't no part of mine. No jukebox spinning solid gold. No Lone Star Texas sign. Well, for this to be Texas. Cheap, and it didn't take long to find a seat and order us up a round of Texas Lone Star. Well, if I had plenty of breathing room, but this toothless dude still found a stool located directly next to mine. And then he started spitting in my ear about famous people who he had a beer and ended up with a recipe for homemade spirit. Well, at this point, I pipe mine. No jukebox spinning solid gold. No Lone Star Texas sign. Web of History, Texas. Say no pipe mine. To head it home, so we packed it up off down the road and cross the fishing highway. Well, that's when we saw off to the right this eerie joint with the milky sign and smoky fog that hovered all around. You see, this old place is pretty weird. Must have had some engines here and built the bar amongst the burial ground. We couldn't even make out the sign. Smoke too thick, neon too bright. We all looked at each other like it was a place to be. Well, we walked in to our surprise, old Buck was standing underneath our sign, smiling in that old peculiar way. And off in the corner of the darkened shed, that light of hang made its way. Daddy came over and ripped off a piece of my ear. Well, but this wasn't Texas, this was a part of mine. Well, that jukebox sang with solid gold under the Lone Star Texas sign. Well, but this wasn't Texas.